It is Memorial Day, and of course, their traditional kickoff to summer, and usually a busy vacation season. As states begin to reopen, John Yang reports on how beach towns and business owners are adjusting in the time of COVID-19.
Here at Rehoboth Beach, it's definitely a different Memorial Day.
Nick Caggiano has been selling pizza in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for almost 50 years.
Last Memorial Day at this time, we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off, and we were all like having a bunch of fun because it's our first big weekend. You know?
This long holiday weekend, business has been half what it was last year. He's been limited to curbside pickup and a smaller staff. And the coronavirus pandemic has meant fewer people on the beach outside his restaurant. But in other places, from Texas to South Carolina, beaches were packed for summer's first weekend. In Daytona Beach, Florida, large crowds and no social distancing.
Were there massive crowds? Absolutely. Did we get invaded? Absolutely.
Overall, travel this weekend and into the summer will likely be down. Last year, 43 million Americans traveled over the Memorial Day weekend, according to AAA. TSA reported a staggering drop in airport screenings on Friday. Fewer than 350,000 people passed through checkpoints, down more than 87% from last year's record high. That's having a big impact on spending. The U.S. Travel Association projected that this Memorial Day weekend, Americans would spend just a third of what they did last year. Roger Dow is the group's president. He and other tourism industry leaders joined Vice President Mike Pence last week in Florida.
When you talk about beach towns, I'm so worried about them because if they don't make it during the summer, they don't make it. And I'm afraid many of them won't survive.
Our tourist season starts today. You know, we have 10 weeks to make cash.
Susan Kelleher runs a gift store and ice cream shop on Tybee Island in Georgia, one of the first states to reopen.
It's kind of just been a trial and error. We just do what we feel is okay. We do what we feel is safe and comfortable because we need to have the tourists back.
But she worries that some of those tourists could bring the virus. So she's limiting capacity at the ice cream shop to just one family at a time and asking everyone to use hand sanitizer.
It's a little bit of panic to believe that people are going to be coming and bringing the virus with them in droves.
On Cape Cod, that's not a worry for Andy Murphy. At his pub this weekend, bad weather combined with coronavirus and a restaurant that's currently takeout only made for a less than perfect season opening weekend.
It's a risk, but it might not be the doom and gloom that people have been led to believe as they've been homebound.
Right now, he's thinking more about the economic future.
I really have to face the storm and put people back to work. We have to regrow this economy here.
For local officials, reopening is a balancing act. In Bradley Beach, New Jersey, face masks were encouraged but not required.
When I hear a beach is crammed, I'm psyched. I'm happy. Now if I hear a beach is crammed, I'm concerned.
In the most recent PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll, two-thirds of those questioned said life won't return to normal for at least 6 months. That could make for a long, slow summer for businesses in vacation havens all across the country. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
Now, let's take a closer look at how vacation destinations are responding with two mayors. First, Shirley Sessions is the mayor of Tybee Island, Georgia. It's a coastal city with a full-time population of just over 3,000 that swells to over 30,000 a day during the summer. Mayor Sessions, thank you so much for talking with us. So tell us, what sort of crowds have you seen over this weekend?
Thank you for having me. We've had a large number, obviously, as anticipated for Memorial Day weekend. It's always a popular holiday. But we saw more than we anticipated simply because of the COVID-19, knowing that people would be coming out, but didn't really know that we would have so many. We had probably an average of about 30,000 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today, we've seen smaller crowds. I think it started off with a very somber. We had a flyover. The Georgia National Guard flew over in honor of those who have died to to give us the freedoms that we enjoy. That kind of set the tone, I think, for the day. The crowds were smaller, but quieter, although clearly probably 20, 25,000 still.
That's a lot of people to manage. Were people, Mayor Sessions, were they social distancing? What kinds of things did you see? Were they wearing masks?
You know, not many masks. Our governor sent the Department of Natural Resources down to help with social distancing. So that was a big plus.
Did you feel that you had the public health safeguards in place that you needed? I was reading, or we heard in the report earlier in the program, that you had, what, a gift shop owner saying, this is when the businesses in Tybee Island need to be open. They need to be open for business.
We have many of the restaurants who are open with limited seating. They are really doing a good job of social distancing. And when they do visit our restaurants or our shops, we're trying to encourage people to take responsibility for themselves and adhere to the guidelines that CDC and the health department have set forth. Our restaurant and shop owners are doing a really good job of trying to keep their businesses safe.
But we know that when Governor Kemp opened up the beaches in Georgia in early April, you did openly object to that. You told him you thought it was unsafe. Do you think the situation has improved since then?
I did not agree with the governor at that time. I think mainly because we local municipalities had been instructed by the president and by the governor to decide what was best for their communities. And we did that. So we were caught off guard, as were other communities, when that was overturned. So it was a shock. We got past it. And again, I don't know who's his advisors or what decisions he made. I respect his decision. Doesn't mean that I agree with all of his decisions, as I'm sure he didn't agree with my decisions. But Judy, this was never a political situation. Tybee is, I'm bipartisan. It has nothing to do with politics. And I have the deepest respect for our governor, but it was just a matter at the time. I thought that we were in a good place. We were really making progress. And we just had to kind of learn to start over. But again, we've moved on. And I think that his intention was to get the economy going again. I think that that's happening. And my goal is to keep our residents, our businesses, and our visitors as safe as possible. That is still my goal.
Well, Mayor Shirley Sessions, we certainly wish you the best with that. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Judy. And you take care. Come and see us.
Now to Missouri and the mayor of a city at the Lake of the Ozarks. Osage Beach is along the eastern edge of the lake. It has a year-round population of about 4,000. But when summer comes, it multiplies many times over. And as we saw earlier, there were viral pictures of crowds there this week. John Oliver Ree is the mayor, and he joins me now. Mayor Oliver Ree, thank you very much for being with us. So tell us, what sort of turnout are you seeing? We did see those pictures of a big crowd at least one pool party over the weekend.
Well, Memorial Day weekend is one of the three busiest times of the year for us. On the holiday weekends, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and the 4th of July, we see normal crowds of this size. I wasn't expecting it as much this year. We didn't have a good forecast for weather. And of course, with the pandemic being what it is, I wasn't quite sure, what the crowds were going to be like. But when the weather cleared up and I think people are ready to get out, reservations started coming in about 5 to 7 days ago, and it looked like we were going to have a full house. And that's exactly what we had.
Did you feel that your community was prepared for what might be crowds this size? What concerns did you have going in?
We expected, again, seeing that the numbers in hotel reservations, lodging reservations were coming in pretty strong, that we would expect a large number of folks. Now, the issue, of course, is the pandemic and how to deal with it. We knew that if we had large crowds, it was going to be hard to control the social distancing. And I think what most folks have seen from some of the social media is that some went way overboard.
How did you deal with that? I mean, once you were aware of that particular event where we saw what it looked like hundreds of people around a pool, what were you able to do about it? I mean, what kind of controls do you have in place?
Well, actually, we leave it to the responsibility of the business owners to control, you know, their guests. We don't have any enforcement that we were directly responsible for. We have a governor's order in place that puts the responsibility for enforcement on our health department. We have a county health department, and while they are, I would say, fairly understaffed to handle not only their day-to-day operations, but certainly to address all the pandemic responsibility that goes along with it, we are here to support them, you know, should we, you know, get requests from them to respond.
So when a business, when you see an event like what we see in these social media pictures, the video, is there anything you can do about it? To make sure it doesn't happen again is what I'm asking.
Well, from an enforcement standpoint at the time, again, that responsibility is for the health department to notify us and ask for our assistance if they need it. As far as situations like this happening in the future for other, holiday weekends, we're certainly going to take a look at this, meet with the health department and find out, you know, how we might better be able to control something like this.
Mayor, if I could ask, why is it important to your community to be open right now for visitors, for tourists?
Well, quite frankly, I think it's important for our businesses to be open. If we were to allow our businesses to force our businesses to continue to be closed, we would be, jeopardizing their ability to open up in the future. This also gives our workforce an opportunity to come back to work and to, you know, earn a living and support their families. And both of those are very, very important to us.
Well, Mayor John Oliver Ree of Osage Beach in Missouri at the Lake of the Ozarks, we thank you very much and wish you the very best.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me today.